From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Ukraine's interim prime minister has offered a devolution of powers to the country's eastern regions in an attempt to defuse a standoff with pro-Russian separatists. Arseniy Yatsenyuk has been holding talks with regional leaders in the city of Donetsk. Activists there have occupied a major government building. This comes as the West continues to warn Russia against a military intervention in eastern Ukraine. And Prime Minister Yatsenyuk says the issue can be solved without force if protesters engage with his proposals.
We need to tackle this problem only in a peaceful manner. But we've made an offer. They are to leave the premise of the state administration, to be disarmed, and we as a state of Ukraine can guarantee them that they won't be detained or arrested. But it's up to them to decide.
So there's a possibility you could use force?
There is a possibility that we can do and we will do everything to prevent a crackdown.
Crimea, the area of Ukraine annexed by Russia in March, has unanimously adopted its new constitution. The document formalizes Crimea as a subject of the Russian Federation. The constitution has faced criticism by the community of ethnic Tatars in Crimea, who say the law does not indicate the Tatars' special status and their rights to self-determination. The White House is refusing to issue a visa for Iran's controversial pick for United Nations envoy. The U.S. accuses Hamid Aboutalebi of participating in the hostile takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979. The U.S. Congress has been outraged at Mr. Aboutalebi's nomination and passed a bill prohibiting people found to be engaged in terrorism from entering the U.S. President Obama has been under pressure to follow suit and has now decided not to issue Mr. Aboutalebi a visa. The United Nations is headquartered in New York, and denying visas to foreign leaders who wish to attend is a highly uncommon move. Mr. Aboutalebi insists he played only a small role in the Tehran embassy crisis, in which 52 Americans were held hostage for over a year. Venezuela's government and opposition leaders have begun peace talks aimed at ending weeks of volatile protests in the country. Andrea Arenas has the latest.
The six-hour-long meeting between Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Enrique Capriles was held at the presidential palace in Caracas and was broadcast live on television. Foreign ministers from Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and a Vatican representative attended to keep the talks on track. It coincided with a day full of more violent street protests, which raised the death toll to 41. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. President Barack Obama announced his nominee for a new Secretary of Health and Human Services hours after the news his controversial cabinet member was resigning. Sylvia Matthews-Burwell is the current head of the Office of Budget and Management, and if confirmed, will replace Kathleen Sebelius, who left following heavy criticism over the unveiling of Obamacare. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
The embattled Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, resigned after months of criticism over the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, the health insurance legislation nicknamed Obamacare. U.S. President Barack Obama named the federal government's budget and management chief, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, to this cabinet post.
And she'll need to be a proven manager because these are tough tasks, big challenges.
In his remarks, President Obama noted that everyone was bumped and bruised by how the landmark health care bill came into effect, but that job got done and 7.5 million Americans now have health care insurance, which they didn't have before. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
A United Nations report has revealed that Honduras has the world's highest murder rate. It's the second year running that the Central American country has topped the list. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Latin American countries take up all of the top five positions. Honduras leads with a rate of just over 90 murders per 100,000 people, almost double the rate of second place Venezuela. Belize is third, followed by El Salvador and Guatemala in fourth and fifth. The global murder rate is six people in every 100,000, but on average, only 43% of killings lead to convictions. The report from the UN Office on Drugs and Crime says improvements are needed in development, security, and the agenda against violence to bring the rates down. Nick Harper, New York.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.